Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and today I'm going to share some tips, tools, and techniques to help you maximize your time online. You know, we're all so busy, and there's so much of that busyness that is tied into our work online, whether it's email, whether it's shopping, whether it's looking up directions on MapQuest or Google Maps or whatever the case may be, more and more of us are spending extensive amounts of time online. And that includes with our social media. And it's very easy to say, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to check my email and I'm just going to be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and the time just goes on and on and on. The same thing with our social media. And so I wanted to stop by today and just encourage you to have a plan and a purpose when you are online. And more than that, have some limitations that you are going to put on yourself to say, you know, I'm only going to be on here for 20 minutes. And set a timer and let that be it. Because what happens is that we find ourselves busy instead of productive. And we as business professionals want to be productive, not busy. So that's our primary goal. So one of the key things that we can do is to write down what our plan and purpose is. Doesn't matter the method that you do this, but I actually recommend doing it on paper to actually pull you away from your devices. Because if you do it, if you plan these things, these pockets of time, what I call purpose pockets, if you plan those on your phone or on your tablet, then you tend to say, oh, well, let me open this app and let me look and see what this restaurant's reviews are on Yelp before I go out tonight and so on and so forth. And so, again, you are getting more so into the line of being busy instead of productive, because a lot of times the things that we wander off and do online are not producing for us, but rather keeping us occupied and keeping us busy and distracting us from the actual things that we need to be investing our time in. So I'm going to recommend a notebook of some kind, loose leaf paper, and a three-ring binder, whatever the case may be. Maybe you can print out a spreadsheet. I know that we're in the age of going green, but just for this one thing, if we could be away from our devices and just write these things down. But kind of, you know, if you are a small business owner, just kind of writing down what type of time you want to invest as far as your social media marketing campaigns, your emailing. And there are a lot of tools now that can help small business professionals, but business professionals, I call them the two E's, employees and entrepreneurs. There are lots of tools out there that can assist you in spending less time online but still having an active presence. And the first that comes to mind is Hootsuite. Hootsuite. I am a part of something very similar to Hootsuite called Social Zing. Hootsuite or Social Zing, one offers an opportunity for you to be in more of a direct sales opportunity. But either way, you want to look into those two as a social media manager is basically what they are. A lot of you have probably heard of Hootsuite. Social Zing may be something a little bit new to you. I think Social Zing is wonderful because it also gives you the opportunity to help other people but to also create a stream of income while doing so. But they're both social media managers, and actually Social Zing goes beyond that. It's just, it has capture pages and meeting software, online meeting software, and so much more. But you want to look into those, Hootsuite.com or SocialZing.com, and you can contact me directly at tailoredsocial@gmail.com if you want more information on SocialZing. Looking forward to being a part of that. But beyond that, I also highly recommend Constant Contact or Infusionsoft. Just really wonderful customer relationship management, marketing automation, lead capture, e-commerce, all of those things. You have to look at both of them. They both have different bells and whistles as far as online surveys, digital storefronts, and the like. But these can help the small business owner to just feel like they can come up for air every once in a while. So you want to start to use, to minimize your time online, believe it or not, you want to start to use some of these online tools, management tools that can help you to minimize your time so that you are able to do the things that count most, free up some time so that you have room for leisure with your family, with your friends, etc. And also, most importantly, some time for self-care. Because being online and posting and posting and commenting on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the like does not count as self-care, believe it or not. So we want to, number one, really before we log into LinkedIn, before we log into Facebook, we want to have a plan and a purpose. So I'm going on Facebook to do what? To see what the engagement was over the last 24 hours on yesterday's post. How long do I think that will take? That'll take 7 minutes. Okay, great. 7 minutes. You're going to set a timer. You're going to watch the clock, and in 7 minutes, you're going to be done. So giving yourself a deadline, again, what I call these purpose pockets of time, you know, whether you're going to check three different platforms over the course of 30 minutes, let that be it. Let that 30 minutes be all that you're going to spend. And then also writing out what your purpose is to cultivate relationships. So I'm going to get on Facebook and I'm going to interact with customers who are commenting or asking questions for the next 30 minutes. And maybe you're going to do that for 30 minutes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, whatever the case may be. But when you're online, you want to have a purpose written out. You want to have a plan, what you're going to do and how much time you're going to spend doing it. I hope that that was helpful to you, and I hope that you can use some of that. Let me know. Connect with me online. My social media channel is tailoredsocial@gmail.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/tailoredsocial, and that's TAYLORED. Play on my last name, and you can connect with me there. But again, tune in every Tuesday for Tailored Talk, Tailored for Success. I look forward to sharing with you and hearing from you each week. And please share with a friend and follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come. Bye-bye.